Recorded Books and One Click Digital present A Serpent's Tooth by Craig Johnson, narrated by George Guidel and directed by Abigail McHugh. One Click Digital provides free audiobook downloads in partnership with thousands of public libraries. To see if One Click Digital's extensive catalog is available to you, visit your library's website. And now, A Serpent's Tooth.
Chapter 1. I stared at the black and orange corsage on Barbara Thomas's lapel so that I wouldn't have to look at anything else. I don't like funerals, and a while ago I just stopped going to them. I think the ceremony is a form of denial. And when my wife died and my daughter Katie informed me that she was unaware of any instance where going to somebody's funeral ever brought them back, I just about gave it up. Mrs. Thomas had been the homecoming queen when Truman made sure that the buck stopped with him, which explained the somewhat garish ornament pinned on her prim and proper beige suit. Next week was the big game between the Durant Dogies and their arch-rival, the Warland Warriors, and the whole town was black and orange crazy. The only thing worse than going to the funeral of someone you knew is going to the funeral of a person you didn't. You get to stand there and be told about somebody you had never met, and all I ever feel is that I missed my chance. I had missed my chance with Dulcie Merriweather, who had been one of Durant's fine and upstanding women. After all, I'm the sheriff of Absaroka County, so the fine and upstanding often live and pass beyond my notice. On a fine October afternoon, I leaned against the railing leading to the First Methodist Church, not so much to praise Dulcie Merriweather.